In central Borneo, people still relate the mythical tales of their forefathers, who cut off the hair of their dead opponents in battle and used it to decorate their shields. But as legend would have it, when the Dayaks encountered a group of strangers that looked like frogs, they amended the practice somewhat. The strangers advised them to cut off the entire heads of their opponents, because the head was the source of abundant harvests and good health. And, as hoped, the beginning of this new practice coincided with a period of prosperity for the Dayak people. There was more rice than ever before, and the sick recovered from their illnesses. The decapitated heads were suspended in Dayak homes as a lucky charm to bring health. The skulls were heated up by a fire, which was lit especially for this purpose. They were used to decorate hunters' homes, just like the stuffed heads of hunted animals are displayed in our culture.
Headhunting came to international attention through its practice in Borneo. Early Christian missionaries were the first to report seeing wild men adorning themselves with the decapitated heads of their enemies. The purpose of the practice did not differ greatly from the rituals of other Asia-Pacific tribes. The skull was a trophy, a wedding gift, a status symbol, or served to ward off evil spirits. It was primarily seen as a symbol of fertility. Its color was associated with sperm, and its shape with the uterus. Skulls also played a role in important ceremonies. The head was split in two pieces, and sacred rice was spread over the remains. Just one reason why the tribe needed to maintain a constant supply of new skulls. But not all tribes in Borneo were headhunters. The Ngayu and the Iban did not use skulls for their rituals, opting instead for coconuts.
The word Dayak means the wild ones, living in the island's interior regions. Human sacrifices were commonplace within this tribe, and although they were regularly accused of cannibalism, this has never been proven.
The practice of headhunting is thought to have ceased throughout the world after the onset of the 20th century. The year 2001, however, saw the Dayaks return to the traditions of their forefathers. Several hundred settlers from other parts of Indonesia came to a bloody end at the hands of machete-wielding Dayaks.